Australia.
Hello, may I please speak to Mr. Delk?
Yes, this is he.
Hello, sir. This is Michael. I'm calling you from Wikimoderator. I'm the sub-editor with the company.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about you? We scheduled this call, so I believe you're
yes.
Ready to talk. Okay.
I am.
Okay, sir. So first of all, my question to you would be, have you gone through the information that have been sent out by Mr. Williams regarding the draft that we have created for your profile?
I have. I would have some edits on the draft, if mm-hmm. possible, but I have reviewed it, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So do you think something is missed out or there's some room for improvement there?
I think there's some room for improvement.
Yeah, because there's an elaborative information out there about you, and I'm more than happy to be speaking to you regarding I've gone to your profile, and you have a very extensive career about yourself. So if you think we have missed out something, we can definitely add that up. So is it in the early life or education or career section?
Well, I mean, there were some errors as well. So do you have my draft in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Not the one that you did, the one that I did in my submission.
That you sent it over, the form that you filled?
Yes.
Okay, let me fetch that up as well. Okay, yeah, the questionnaire you filled. All right. Yeah, okay, so I'm looking at it. I have that in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess like the biggest piece coming on the biggest piece was that there were some, you know, obviously you guys have like Inc. 500 as like secondary weak links, and I'm just curious on that. Like, how are those weak links?
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there, but of course, sir, the draft that we have created. This is based on the referencing, like we have there as well. Obviously, if you think there needs to be some improvement to it, we can definitely do that. And there was, like, the controversy and everything, so just, you know, add the information that seemed to be acceptable by Wikipedia as per the content policy. Because we cannot make a draft that seems like a promotional information there. We just keep it to the point and try to get disapproved from Wikipedia.
Sure.
But
no, I understand that.
Yeah, but obviously if the draft goes live, there is always room for improvement. We can add or remove information later on as well. But this is something that we have created can be accepted by them.
Okay, so you think as you have it correct, as you have it now, it would be accepted.
But if you think there's minor changes to it, like not very promotional, we can add that information. But obviously, we go through the scrutiny of the information. You know, we make sure that whatever we add is backed by reference.
Sure. And then talk to me about, like, the the references on this proposal for the other articles that could be submitted.
Okay, so if you pull up the research file, sir, that we have sent you, you can see that we have gathered all the online resources that were available about you online, your social media accounts, your personal websites, your YouTube channels, your articles featuring you, mentioning you, press releases, blogs, self-published articles, everything is there. Your registration with different platforms, your businesses, everything in the past, present, everything is there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are the requirements, notability, and verifiability guidelines of Wikipedia. There were some credible source. We did mention them. We utilized them as well. We have like credible links like WKYT. That's a very good resource about you, but obviously that discusses about the controversy. But obviously, whatever news you have, good or bad, can be utilized for creating the Wikipedia page. But obviously, we do not want to just mention about that. So we gathered other information and added that onto the draft as well. So we submitted a copy of this because obviously whenever we create a draft and the research, we did send out the information to Wikipedia community to have their, you can say, review on it, like what they think about the profile. So they looked into your profile. They said that you are eligible. You can get the page due to your extensive career in different companies. You created companies, you know, invested early on into many, you can say, big ventures now. Because I was looking at your profile, you did initial seeding to companies like, which is, yeah, Airbnb and Uber. You know, you started and funded these more than 100 companies. So they say you're eligible, just that you just need to have some additional resources created, recent publications on multiple platforms, not press releases, independent coverage from top-tier or major platforms. And this is the only requirement for your profile. Besides that, everything checks out.
Okay. So I guess, so I'm looking at the proposal that Mr. Williams had sent through, and he's saying one, either 4 to 5 articles on top tier or 2 major platforms. So, like, I'm looking at the major platforms.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I spoke to the PR manager as well before, obviously, calling you. So I looked into them as well. Yeah, these are good resources. Like, if you go for majors, like 2 or 3 are enough, and as per your profile, you are running businesses, so you can get yourself featured on these platforms, right?
But I mean, I have been, like, you know, mentioned in, like, Forbes and all those, and you guys classify those as weak links. So what would be the content of these articles, I guess? Like, that's the question.
Yeah, the content, like, when you say mentions, you've been featured on Forbes, on Entrepreneur. I've looked into them. But they are should be directly about you. These articles should discuss about you as a profile, not just mention of your name or the work that you do. These articles should be dedicated articles. And the content, like if you create content on these publications, should be neutral, non-promotional, and should be written by a staff writer or a contributor with a neutral tone, not just encouraging about your profile or the work that you do. Direct publication. Mentioning
Right. So I guess, like, on the question of, like, if we did, like, you know, 2 articles on the major platforms,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, whether it's Yahoo News or Ocean Drive or New York Post, what's that type of article going to be about?
It will be about you, sir. It will be mentioning you, your, like, biography, basically, is the main goal. Your successes and achievements will be there, but the most of the content will be about you, the work that you've done, giving information about you as an independent coverage. The reason, like, the mention articles and dedicated articles, the difference is that the whole article will be about you. There won't be any mentions of any other companies or any other profiles dedicated articles directly about you. And as far as the content is concerned, we will not get it published directly, and we will not be doing this in-house. We'll be reaching out to the PR agency that we work with as a third party. They will write down the content because we don't want to, you know, get your name involved in these publications that you paid for this publication. We will show them as a third party reach about you. They were willing to write about you to keep the Wikipedia neutrality there. And as far as the content, you were saying something.
Right, but I guess like the question is, like, how do we know how much the content's going to be about, like, you know, history, businesses, whatever, versus, like,
they
controversy?
Will do research. We will send out a profile of yours to them. They will do the research. They will write about you, the team, and the editor of that source. They will share the content with us, and that will be delivered to you. You let us know everything.
And then,
good.
Like feedback or ability to.
They will send it over. We will share that with you. If you want any edits or like obviously some changes on it, or you want to mention any future project of yours or anything like that regarding your company or products, we can add them up. But obviously, we will make sure. What our job is that we make sure that the content is written in such a way that is acceptable by Wikipedia. That's our work. And for the PR agency, they will get it published on their platforms.
Right.
Obviously, your feedback is crucial to us. We won't be publishing anything without your consent, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. So what's the timing on, like, versus the top tier versus the majors? What's the timing difference?
Top tier, if you look at it, it requires 4 to 5. And I would say go for 5 because you can select any source, which one you're going to go for. The time frame, like, for example, to get 5 articles, right? We won't be publishing them in one day or on the very same date. We will make sure they are published on a different timestamp. For example, 1 article per week, right? And the other one on the next week. So hopefully, like, for the 4 to 5, in order to complete it in a neutral way, will take about 3 to 4 weeks' time. And for the major, 2 to 3, time frame is the same. It depends upon the revisions, like, you know, back and forth. If it doesn't take much time, they can be delivered in 3 to 4 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, so what you thinking, like, where you want to get yourself featured? Because as per your profile, I'm looking, it totally depends because you can get your profile featured anywhere.
Right. And then I guess the other question would be, would you wait for these features to submit to Wikipedia, or would you submit without them?
Pardon, I didn't catch that, sir. Like,
so I know you said you've submitted as it is to Wikipedia, and they've given you, like, some initial feedback that it would be okay?
Information to the Wikipedia community, sir, because I work for the company, and I receive many different profiles, and I send out copies to the Wikipedia moderator that I work with, that is, under the table, because he works with us, so he let us know which can get accepted, what should be done, so there's no, you can say, rejection coming from Wikipedia, well, because obviously if you try to submit this profile without any...
No, I understand. I'm saying, would you submit it as it is, or would you wait to submit it after these major platforms?
Publications after that. That would be better. Because if we do right now, it goes into review, it will take about a month or so, and obviously it will get rejected due to the lack of notable publication. But that's why we let you know that these are required.
Oh, I thought you said that I was okay without them.
These are required, sir. The publications. Your profile is eligible, sir. That's what I said. You're eligible to get the page. You just need to create some additional publications to secure the profile on Wikipedia. So it goes through smoothly, okay. No rejection, no deletion coming from Wikipedia.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what about the Google Knowledge Panel? How's that coming?
Like Google Knowledge Panel, sir, you mentioned in your email that you want to integrate it with your website, not Wikipedia. But obviously, once Wikipedia page goes live, that's the main, I would say, source of information coming. Because from your website, we cannot add much information. So we need to get the Wikipedia up in order to link it to Google. Because right now, if I search you, you have a blank space coming on the right-hand side. Correct?
Right.
That will be filled out with the Google Knowledge Panel after the page of yours goes live, that is Wikipedia. We will integrate that with the Google indexing, and we will send out, create it. I believe you obviously have a Google account, a Gmail account, right? So that will be created from there.
Gotcha. But you wouldn't do that in front of the Wikipedia?
That will be done after the Wikipedia, because once it goes live, I will ask you for the credentials for your account, for the Google, and we submit an application directly from your account.
Gotcha. But would the source article be the website or would it be Wikipedia?
Wikipedia and website both. Because once your page goes live, you will have the website of yours on your Wikipedia page as well. So we will be linking both of them.
Gotcha.
But as you know, if you search any famous businessmen, you search them, you can see that on the right-hand side, the Google panel comes up, and they have the Wikipedia info, like an introduction of them, and they have the Wikipedia link, then their social media accounts, and then their website.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's already part of the package. So once when the page goes live, we'll be working on the Google panel.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what... So I see these major platforms, but you guys don't do Forbes or any of those?
We do Forbes. If you want to, we can get you that as well. But obviously, the ones that you already have right now, I was looking into them. So they were not dedicated articles, sir. Like, did you get mentions from, like, other companies and entrepreneurs as well? So if you want to get yourself on Forbes, we can get you a dedicated article. You're explaining your profile only.
How much is the Forbes one?
I have to check, sir. Can you give me a second?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you for holding. The interview-style article for Forbes in which a proper question-answer session will be conducted, that will cost you $12,000. And that will be a dedicated article. The word count would be around 72,000 words, 700 to 1,000, with a featuring image. And the Q&A being done by the staff editor or the contributor themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like example, I was going through your Forbes article, sir, for ways to scale your e-commerce business. That was done by Stephanie, I believe.
Yeah.
Stephanie Burns. Yeah, former contributor. She left Forbes, I think. Okay, so we'll be getting you, you know, the one from the staff writer or the recent contributor. And this will be an interview style. That means proper question answers will be done, and that will be written out. And you also have an option of getting yourself a printed version as well later on if you want to.
And then, because I've got a book coming up, could it be about the upcoming book?
About your book?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can add that up. That's not a problem. As I said, the content will be shared with you. It's not like we will just go ahead and just publish whatever is, you know, written down by the team from Forbes and then share the live link. No, that won't happen. We will get the content written, send it over to you. You have a look. You say, yeah, this is okay. Because obviously, there's always room for improvement. So if you give us the approval, then we will get that article published.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what can we do on pricing? So if we did Forbes.
Yeah, if you want to go with like Forbes, what's the other one you have in mind?
So let's say we did Forbes as a major,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe Ocean Drive as a major.
Ocean Drive, okay.
Yeah, so that's two majors, and then like... the LA Tribune.
Which one, sir? for the utility?
The Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Tribune.
Okay, Los Angeles, LA Tribune. Okay, that is for. Okay, so you want to go with one top tier and two major.
Mm-hmm.
So if you will proceed, sir, with these, I will get you the LA Tribune free of cost. The LA Tribune will be free of cost, so that will be a total of $15,000. And there's a guarantee that these will be about 71,000 words with the featuring images. And you just need to fill out as soon as you will proceed. You just need to fill out a form just for the basic info, obviously to get the guidelines for the article creation from your end, and that will be sent over to the PR team, and they will start working on your article.
Mm-hmm. Can we do them for all in for 11?
Sir, like, for example, Forbes itself is 12. And Ocean Drive is for 3, sir, so 3K. So that comes up to 15. I can do one thing. If you want to go with 12, we can skip the Ocean Drive. I can get you the LA Tribune and Forbes. But if you want to go with all three of them, the best I can do for you, because these are costing 16, I can get you that for 14, sir. That's the best I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is that enough, though?
Pardon?
Is that enough articles, though?
Yeah, they are enough, sir. As per your profile, that's enough. But if you want more, it's
You're saying that I need 4 to 5 or 2 to 3 of a major on your email.
Yeah, you're getting 2 major and 1 top tier, so these are enough.
So.
For 14, I'm getting you all 3, sir. And what I can do, just if you want to go ahead, I will get you some, you know, low featured articles, like mid-tiers, 2 to 3 mid-tiers on the house. They cost around 50.
Like which ones are those?
But I will get you that.
Like which ones are those?
Like mid-tier, sir. These are not very big platforms, but in order to generate press.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 mid-tier, 1 top-tier, and 2 major. I think, sir, it's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. And for how much?
That would be 14, sir.
Mm-hmm. How about just 1 mid-tier and do it for 13?
1 mid-tier? Like 1 top-tier, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the 2 other ones? Like
mm-hmm.
Forbes and Ocean Drive?
Yeah.
How much, sir?
13.
Okay. Can you give me a second? Just let me confirm. Let me see the costing. Okay, sir, can you do 13,500?
$13,500.
Yes, sir.
And that's giving me a Forbes, an Ocean,
mm-hmm. and LA Tribune.
And then a mid-tier as well.
Yeah,
or?
That's not a problem. You don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. And then when do you think these would? And then the content we're going to be able to like. Make sure it's not a ton of negative content, or what's the...
No, sir, it will be positive, like, nothing will be discussed about your controversy or anything.
Okay. And then how long do you think this will take?
I didn't quite get your question.
So if we did this, how long until the articles would be published?
Like 3 to 4 weeks time, sir. Like if there is no problem for the revision part, 3 to 4 weeks are the standard time. Maximum, if you think that if the time frame goes on, it would be maximum 4 to 6 weeks time. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, we will be working at the back end of your draft and everything. So obviously, I will be in contact and we'll be taking care of the project and everything.
Mm-hmm. And you won't submit it to Wikipedia until it's up, yeah?
We will not submit it until we are sure it will be 100% live.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then nothing else you think, if we do this, like, we're good to go?
Yeah, that's in a requirement. As per the requirement, these are enough. Right? You don't have to create any more press about it.
Okay. All right. I think I'm good with that.
All right, so let me just go ahead and write it down over here. Okay, One Ocean Quartz LA Tribune 3 mid-tier. Okay, so that is total of $13,500 with the discounts and everything. $13,500. So how would you like to proceed, sir?
You can charge the Amex on file.
Okay. So can I have the card details, sir?
Are you going to email me, like, the what I'm getting?
The invoice and everything, yes.
Okay. It's 3767.
3767.
529.
529.
774.
774-42005. Let me just repeat the card number. It's 3767. 529-774-42005.
Yes.
And I can have the expiration month and year.
Expiration is 1026.
1026. And the 4 digits at the back of your card.
141 at the back, 1415 at the front.
What's the number, sir?
1415.
1415. Okay, and the billing address, please? The billing address with the zip code.
40356.
Can you repeat that number?
40356.
40356. Okay, sir, let me just share the details with the finance. If the payment goes through, you will receive the notification coming onto your email address. That is, let me confirm to you, it's jd@delkinenterprises.com.
Yes.
So you receive the notification over there. As soon as the payment is processed, I will also give you a ring just to make sure that you receive the invoice or not. So let me go ahead and ask the finance to process this. So would you like to stay on the call, or should I call you back?
I'll stay on.
All right. So I'm going to call you up, sir, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. And let me just go ahead and get this processed and get back to you on it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Delk. And it's been a pleasure. So I'll be getting back to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.